Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, this is Grainne Duffy rocking to you from Ireland, and you're listening to the Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. Let's roll out some voodoo blues. Yeah.
I can't think of a better way to open the show than with Grainne Duffy. She's a fantastic musician from Ireland, and later on in the show, we're going to feature another Irish musician. For now, let's listen to Grainne Duffy. She's going to belt it out with voodoo blues. We're going to hear Wreck It and Roll It, Grainne Duffy with Voodoo Blues.
Tell
was Grania Duffy with Voodoo Blues. Up next, originally from Canada, now living in the southern U.S. with his life partner, Danny Brooks and Lil Miss Debbie. They've got a great release out called Are You Ready? The Mississippi Sessions. We're going to spin two. Coming Home and Rock and Roll Was the Baby. Enjoy Danny Brooks and Lil Miss Debbie.
Rock and roll was the baby, daddy was. Sunshine State. The band was smoking, kept the old folks up late. There's a good rocking, brother, have you heard the news? A change is gonna come, and brother, a change broke through. Rock and roll was the baby, yeah.
Danny Brooks and Little Miss Debbie from Are You Ready? The Mississippi Sessions. As Fats Domino used to sing, let's go to Kansas City. This guy, Kurt Allen, he is from Kansas City. This is his second album. He's got a whole team of musicians playing horns and keys. The release is called Whiskey, Women, and Trouble. We're going to hear Graveyard Blues and Whiskey, Women, and Trouble, the title track.
Now
Allen from his release Whiskey, Women, and Trouble. Let's swing over to Croatia. Here comes a great rock and blues band. They're the Sunnysiders. We've got two to play, When You Come So Near and Flogging a Dead Horse. These are the Sunnysiders from their release The Bridges.
You hate the cook, you hate the sir. All I say goes on your nerve. dad's bed.
Everything just changes when you come so near. Everything just changes when you come so near. Everything just changes. Everything gets better. Everything just changes when you come so near.
Hi, this is Roa
and Hrepa
of the Sunnysiders, coming to you from Croatia.
And you're listening to Blue Source International with Ken Wallace.
Let's keep listening to the best blues on the planet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sunnysiders from the album The Bridges. Let's go back to the U.S. This guy was originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma, moved to California where he played with a multitude of famous bands. Now he's back in Tulsa. This is Scott Ellison. We're going to hear Obsession and I'm All Wound Up. This is Scott Ellison from his album Skyline Drive.
Thank you.
Scott Ellison from Skyline Drive. As promised, we're going to feature another great Irish musician. The Mary Stokes Band has an album out called Coming Home. We're going to hear the title track, Coming Home, and then we're going to have a chat with the Mary Stokes Band. The Mary Stokes Band has a new album out. It is called Coming Home. And to talk all about it, we're joined by Mary Stokes, who does all the vocals, and the great harmonica player, Brian Palm. Thanks for coming on, guys. It's nice to see you.
It's really great to be here. And thank you so much for your support and your interest. I'm delighted you like the album.
Well, it's a great album. And I guess my first question is, where did the album title come from?
So it comes from it's a title song of the album. But Coming Home is an original song, and myself and Brian would have worked it out many moons ago, I think. There's so many reasons why Coming Home means something in terms of blues, but also in terms of being Irish. Many times we've played gigs over years where, for example, people would have been away. Maybe they might have been to Canada, or they might go to work all around the world. So immigration is part of a feature of Irish music. And, you know, sometimes I think that with blues, we make a connection between being Irish and playing blues. And I don't feel that it's foreign in any way. But it's important to remember that when people arrive at a gig, and it also happens where we play maybe regular gigs once a year, and there's a sense that I'm going to get there, I'll see you and I'll be with you, and we'll be able to have time together. So that was where my feeling, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of getting back to North America and would the people that we, you know, love over there still be there when we get there? When you travel a lot, you know, things change in your absence, and you re-enter other people's orbit that has continued without. So that's always been an interesting theme for any artist, I think, that coming home and, you know, in order to come home, you have to go away. I guess that's part of the analogy there, too.
But it's funny, just to complete that then, when we were thinking about this last year, this past year, I should say, one of the realities, of course, is that many of the touchstone events that we would have expected to participate in, that we would have brought our music to, those things weren't available. And I mean, I actually really, I really feel that for me, that it was part of an expression of a sort of a longing for that also, you know, to get back to a place where we're all together and we can join and we can enjoy live music.
Now, you've mentioned the Irish influence and North American Europe. Do you find there's a difference between audiences between Europe and, say, North America?
People, of course, blues lovers or music lovers are everywhere. There's a very difference, I'll say professionally, to the circuit in America and playing a circuit in Europe. And as such, you would have differences in the audience. One of the main ones we found was the inability to turn the TV set off. There'd be sports on the TV and there'd be sports everywhere. And you'd be in the middle of a slow song. Mary would be singing this passionate, slow Billie Holiday number. And a big cheer would go up for something that was on the TV set. And in Ireland, we made sure that, fair play to us. And at the times that we played, there would be never a TV on when we were playing, because it is disruptive to people. I believe also in America, you often get musicians who were trained in high school. So they would often go on to have an understanding of, you know, playing in the high school band. And then the next thing they're playing, you know, they know what a shuffle is. In Ireland, you have to seek out blues lovers in order for them to be able to differentiate a Texas shuffle from a Chicago shuffle. And otherwise, you know, I can play blues, whack, whack. And we've had that thing where, you know, the combat boot in the washing machine all night can make for a difficult show when you're trying to be creative and expressive.
I think also, though, Ken, I really would suggest as well that, you know, things, music in Ireland is like, you know, meat and drink to us. And, you know, obviously people will think drink is important, but it is part of what we are as Irish people. If you capture your audience in Ireland, if you get the attention of the audience, they are with you with such an incredible level of enthusiasm and willingness. And there's an energy in Ireland that actually, even on the island of Ireland, as small as we are, you know, that there's variants even there. We played sometimes where we played on the east coast of Ireland and then over to driven over to do a gig on the west coast. And they're completely mad on the west coast of Ireland. The point I make is, fortunately, and myself and Brian are partners in life as well as in music. And one of the things that we have realized is that there is a fundamental language, no matter where we have traveled. There are two things that I think I would feel are important. Number one, that blues is not about, it's not always about being laid back. I see it being about energy and a sort of defiance. And I think that when you present with power, and he's laughing at me now.
Much too many musicians surprised when they were tapping with the band, like, what? Where's the seatbelt?
but the conviction that you deliver, and if you deliver with conviction, and if you deliver with truth, and truth is what it comes down to, actually, you know, we have found, for example, that we have band members that we worked with in over in Spain, for example, in all parts of Spain, where there's no English being spoken, but everybody understands the blues. So provided we could get the key. Now, that's really fundamental.
You're making finger shapes like what key are we?
So perhaps in Canada, where you would have players who would understand or would speak French fluently, but you have to be sure that you have the principle, you have the key right, and then once you get past that point, then you describe and you actually are speaking the same language.
Our last jam in Canada was a perfect illustration of that.
That's right. We had
up in Trois-Rivières. We were at a family wedding. And then the next day we were having the breakfast in the hotel and there was the piano player playing along, you know, cocktail lounge vibe. So I whispered in his ear the key and off we went. And the next thing, it was quite a jam session, broke out in the hotel.
Yeah, so Brian started it. He's all I can say. He's the instigator.
You've had, what, 10 albums so far?
Yeah.
And your first album was 20 years ago. So do you feel your music has morphed, progressed at all from the first one?
I would say absolutely. Again, one of the challenges and one of the really significant elements and motivators to record, I would have to lay completely with Brian, because when you play blues, a lot of the time the emphasis and the energy comes from live gigging. I know things are a little bit topsy-turvy, but one of the challenges, despite that, has been to capture a live feel, an understanding of what the live band would feel like and sound like in a recording studio. So 20 years ago, we captured out of a variety of different recordings and brought them together as a statement of what we were at that time.
I just refer back to your first question about the title Coming Home. A lot of the songs on this album were songs that we had done at the very beginning of our careers.
Myself and Brian started working in blues kind of by chance almost. Brian was working in an acoustic setup and doing a lot of busking. And at the time, I was interested in the social aspect. In other words, I wanted to get to know Brian. And so I was hanging around and began joining them busk. Even though my knowledge of blues was pretty strong, because I grew up in a house where blues was played a lot. We have worked through very many different styles and genres in blues. And again, much of what we've done has been, I won't say it has been facilitated by the musicians. So, for example, where we did one album, which is acoustic, which we love, and we're, you know, but it's a very different piece than what we present in this album. And again, sometimes we worked where we would have a fundamental basic track, but in that acoustic set of recordings, we brought other instruments in. So we would have had fiddle and we had Irish piano, you know, piano, and we had a whole range of, we worked
harp,
with
Irish harp.
We had a great opportunity at that time, and we're very friendly with the band the Hot House Flowers, who are very well known.
The album Coming Home, what struck me first were your vocals, and then the 1-2 punch came when the harmonica came in, and I love harmonica.
Me too.
You're there, Ireland. You got it.
I'm a hockey player as well.
Yeah.
And that's part one of our two-part interview with the Mary Stokes Band. Many thanks to Mary and Brian for joining us. We will play the second part of the interview next week on Blues Source International. Let's listen to another tune by the Mary Stokes Band. This is Moonshine. Many thanks to Brian and Mary for chatting with us. We will play part two of the interview next week. Again, the Mary Stokes Band, the release is called Coming Home. And we're going home because we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with a little bit of Misty Blues. This is Funk and Groove. We will catch you again next week. Thank you.